Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues the industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome back to Chip Chat Live. It's E5 launch today, and we are on the phone with Todd Brannon, Product Marketing Manager for Cisco. Todd, welcome to the program.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me here on Chip Chat.
We're excited to have you. We're going to talk about the unified computing system today. And obviously, with the launch of the new series of Xeon E5s, you guys have a new generation of products out as well. Can you tell the audience first, just as a starting point, what you do for Cisco and how that translates to the unified computing platform?
Sure, you bet. I'm a product marketing manager here at Cisco, and I focus in on the unified computing system. I'm part of a larger data center team that looks at products and solutions that span out across a data center into several other data center products that we have here at Cisco. But I eat, live, and breathe servers. I've been in the industry for a little over 15 years now and came to Cisco a few years ago when we launched the UCS product line.
What is the central value proposition of the unified computing system, and why did Cisco bring this to market? This is the third generation of products, but obviously this meets a specific need in the data center. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So actually this month is an exciting time for us. This marks the 3-year anniversary of the birth of unified computing. We announced UCS March 16th of 2009. So this is our third year into it. And really the core value prop for UCS is the power of unification. So our thesis, and it's been proven out in what our customers are seeing in terms of results, is that a system designed from the ground up to be integrated across the compute, storage, and network access with an integrated management control plane throughout all the environments is going to yield a very different result than what we call the accidental architecture that had existed in the industry prior to UCS. So really the power of unification is this notion that when you bring all these elements together into a single domain of management and optimize it for virtualization, you're really setting people up to cope with the IT challenges and the objectives that they've got as they move, from the physical world to, highly consolidated computing environments into virtualization and ultimately automation and things that, people variously refer to as cloud or infrastructure as a service. They all rely upon an infrastructure that can be, managed centrally and through API versus manual labor. So that was kind of a long-winded response. A value prop should probably be shorter, but that's the essence of UCS.
When you look at the UCS product line, obviously great success in the marketplace, but it does come in a few different form factors. Can you tell us about the products that you're delivering with the E5 family today and how those meet specific needs for your data center customers?
Absolutely. I mean, we like to say that the Cisco and Intel are joined at the chip. I think the innovation that both companies are bringing in the announcements this week are really squarely focused on some of the important customers. I think Diane Bryant this morning in your launch event talked about this explosive growth in cloud computing and connected devices. And there's this term in the industry today called the Internet of Things that our listeners might have heard of. And it's a term that was coined at MIT back in the late 90s. And it refers to this explosion of personal devices and beyond the things that we carry around, embedded sensors, control systems. Cars today have more processing power than the space shuttle did. And increasingly, all of that's being connected up to the Internet. So it's really changing fundamentally, taking us into this next evolution of the Internet where, we're geometrically expanding our ability to gather, analyze, and distribute data and turn it into information. And today, there are more connected devices than people. And we estimate here at Cisco, we've worked with Forrester and the Census Bureau and others to kind of look into the future of this. And, today there are probably somewhere on the order, in 2010 we saw 12.5 billion connected devices. And then by 2020 we're estimating 50 billion devices. So that creates a clear kind of mandate for Cisco and Intel to deliver, to help customers in their IT organizations respond to this explosion. And it comes in a couple of different ways. One is, the attributes of the compute platform in terms of performance and efficiency, and looking at that and performance per watt, per square inch in the data center. That capacity has to scale without taking up additional footprint. And more importantly, it has to scale without administrative overhead, and throwing additional people the problem. So on top of that whole context, then you start to say, okay, we need to virtualize all this stuff in order to gain, the resiliency and the operational benefits. So all the things that you're going to see us announce here at Cisco this week are squarely focused against those objectives. On the product front, this week we're going to be announcing three new servers in our portfolio based on the E5. And then as the year rolls on, with additional products that are coming from Intel, you're going to see UCS, the product portfolio, double in terms of the different form factors that we're going to offer. So this week it's two rack servers and one new blade, so our B200M3 and two new rack products. But really for us, the center of the story, and we have a launch event on Thursday. It's at 9 o'clock Pacific. Mm-hmm. John Chambers is going to kick it off. We're going to have Diane Bryant and Sony Giandani here from Cisco and Diane from Intel talking about the innovation. So, we can go to Cisco.com homepage and register for that event. And that's where we're really going to talk about both the new systems, but also a lot of things that we're doing elsewhere across the platform, because it really is a unified platform that starts with compute at the core and then goes out in several different directions.
When you look at your typical customer for UCS, is there a typical profile of a customer utilizing these platforms, and what have they seen in the B200, C220 and C240 products that excites them?
Well, we've seen adoption across all the segments and verticals that you might describe in the industry, and really that's because, computing infrastructure is a very horizontal type of platform. So, but I think, we definitely have a disproportionate share of our customers that are, trying to push the virtualization boundaries farther. And by that, I mean bringing more applications within their environment into a virtualized mode, either with VMware, Hyper-V, KVM, all the different hypervisors you can think of. And the technology that Cisco's developed on the virtual networking side and is actually, we're embedding a lot of this technology in our new generation of Blade systems, really helps customers expand that scope of virtualization, bring more applications off of bare metal. Oftentimes that, the barriers to getting applications from that bare metal environment into a virtualized world are rooted in system performance. So a lot of the things that we focused on in the UCS environment are intended to overcome both the performance aspects, but also the managing the virtual and the physical worlds together. So I'd say our customer profiles definitely, because of those attributes that we brought in, definitely slanted more toward a virtualized environment. We also see a lot of our customers are on this journey toward, a much more agile IT environment. So, automation is a huge priority for them. One of the key attributes that we've, or design ethos, if you will, that's gone into UCS is this idea of having an XML API to all of the, management within elemental management of the system. So by that I mean the ability to abstract the personality of the servers and their I/O, and make that programmable, if you will, by higher order tool sets. So customers that have either built their own, because it's really the automation and the orchestration that creates the cloud in a very real way. So having those hooks into your underlying infrastructure and being able to deploy systems on the fly, being able to repurpose assets, creating that elasticity, mm-hmm. That's something that a lot of the customers we have here that are attracted to UCS, find value in that API construct that we have.
When you look at the cost savings associated with the platforms, do you have any statistics on where savings come from in terms of use of UCS?
You bet. you know, it combines out of a lot of the different attributes of the system. So, you know, the net result that customers are looking for, you know, really boils up to, you know, the total cost of compute, and so your CapEx for the equipment, your OpEx, and then a lot of things that, you know, that then decomposes into things like administrator productivity, you know, power and cooling costs, and also application performance. We're really pleased today in the announcement of the benchmark results. You know, we came out, I think, with 8 new you know, kind of world record breaking results, and over the, you know, history of the product, we've had over 60 of those on all the different you know, key performance indicators like VM mark, spec, you know, TPC. So what that translates for into customers is, you know, fewer systems in their environment that they need to buy licenses for their different applications, fewer things to manage. So, you know, when we combine all those, we're seeing customers seeing, you know, CapEx reductions of up to 30% in their environment, up to 60% lower power and cooling costs because of the consolidation, you know, 90% improvements in deployment time. And that really goes to the automation that's built into UCS with our service profiles, the other ways that we automate the deployment and maintenance processes. So 90% reduction in deployment and 80% higher administrator productivity. And all those numbers that I just, you know, put out are numbers from specific customers, you know, that in case studies are kind of reading this back to us and showing us these incredible gains that they're seeing. And they're really indicative across the board.
When you say that you're joined at the chip with Intel, I love that statement. I think I have a trade show tchotchke with that written on it from some sort of Intel Cisco event in the past. What is the collaboration between the Cisco and Intel teams to, you know, the years and months ahead from a platform launch like today, all the way through product delivery and ramp? What is it like to work as a collaborative team with Intel so that you can extract the best microprocessor features? And are there particular features in the E5 family of products that have, you know, suited the needs that you have for your customers particularly well?
That's a great question. You know, it's been fantastic working with Intel. I, you know, our development teams are very closely aligned through the development cycle. And, you know, early on, when we announced the product, one of the key technologies that we worked on together was extended memory technology that required very close collaboration with Intel. And then with each generation of product, the key that we're you know, the thing that we're striving for is really balance. And so, you know, a lot of the things that we see come from Intel in each generation, and again, you know, you guys have hit the skin off the ball with the E5. You know, additional cores, additional I/O capacity and throughput. All of those things need to be designed and balanced within a system. So as architects look at what they're going to need in a platform to land a particular application, you know, it's really that balance between you know, processing horsepower, memory capacity, I/O capacity, local disk, keeping all those things in balance. And you know, on the I/O side, obviously, you know, Cisco with the, you know, kind of a networking bench strength on the engineering side, we've really been pushing ahead on the I/O front, and it's been really good to have Intel kind of alongside us, feeding you know, on the processing side, and in combination, you know, we're really delivering platforms that have an incredible amount of headroom for consolidation and virtualization.
What is the initial response to the next gen platforms been, and you know, any customers examples that speak to successful early ramp of this series of platforms?
Well, again, we're going to do our big announce event.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. So I shouldn't talk to you about that yet.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No, I think you know, we have over 100 case studies. You know, in terms of the you know, for the product over time, but in this new generation, we have some customers that have taken it in, and you know, they are really enjoying, you know, because performance for customers, you know, really translates into material benefit, and so the ability for them to, you know, we talked about that explosion in devices and the explosion in, you know, there's you know, the whole idea of big big data, real-time analytics that customers are trying to get to for competitive advantage. All those things require, you know, increasing horsepower in the compute, and that's what we're seeing being delivered here this week.
Well, Todd, it's been great talking to you about UCS. We're going to go to break in a couple seconds. When we get back, I want to talk to you about cloud computing and where UCS fits in within the context of cloud. And we'll check in with our audience to see if there are any questions coming in from our blog talk chat window or from Twitter, and wrap up the episode. But in a second, we'll go to break. We're back live on Chip Chat. This is Allison Klein, and today we're joined by Todd Brannon, Product Marketing Manager at Cisco, talking about the Unified Computing Platform and the launch of the next generation of platforms timed with the Xeon E5 launch. Todd, you know, we look at Cisco's statements about growth of the UCS, and you guys have talked about doubling deployments this year, and you are offering both the blades and rack mount servers to your customers. How do you address the growth, and how do you address manageability across all of these platforms? Do you have any specific solutions there?
Yeah, absolutely, and it really kind of gets to the heart of why Cisco kind of took this direction with UCS. You know, and I think a lot of listeners on a call can remember, back in the early and mid-90s, if you will, you know, they called these things PC servers for a reason, because they really kind of emerged from the, you know, primordial swamp, if you want, of actual PCs. And x86 systems then started to begin, you know, being used as servers. And so you had tower servers, and then the industry evolved it into, you know, rack mount form factor. And then in, the kind of mid-90s, you saw this emergence of blade systems. And all of these were really packaging exercises to try and get compute into smaller form factors, more efficient form factors, you know, easier to manage. But along the way, you kind of had this kind of splintering of systems management approaches. And in many of the blade environments that are, you know, still in market today, you see a very different or kind of incremental set of management tools required to manage that bladed environment, the blade chassis, versus, you know, straight rack mount servers. Well, When we developed the UCS system, we created this centralized methodology for managing systems and abstracting them down to their kind of very fundamental personality attributes. So things like boot order, RAID settings, boot targets, firmware settings, all of that is centrally programmable in UCS. And one of the really fantastic things that we're, you know, announcing this week is this ability for both rack mount and blade systems in an UCS environment to really be managed completely transparently. So, you know, think of them as common pools of resources where, you know, one box has, you know, a certain number of processors, RAM, you know, local disk and I.O., and maybe that thing's a blade, and then you've got a rack mount that's got a lot more of those things. But really, system administrators don't want to have to manage these separately. So with the common management that we have across those, I've been using this phrase of, you know, freeing administrators from the tyranny of sheet metal, because ultimately all those administrator cares about is, you know, what's the blend of capabilities that I need in a server to host a certain environment, be it bare metal or virtualized, and beyond that, they really shouldn't have to trouble themselves with managing any of these things differently. So that's something that's fundamentally different about UCS. That we think that our customers really like and that is delivering a lot of value. As they look to deploy multi-tier applications, they can put some of it on a web server. They might have an app server, and those might be on blades. They might have a very heavy database server on a rack mount. Well, they can deploy all those simultaneously from one central point of management and then manage them over their lifespan centrally as well. There's a scalability component to this. You know, an application that starts life on a blade, maybe it's a small database, turns into a big database, and you need to get that thing out of a blade and into a rack mount, again, because you simply need either more RAM or more local disk. You know, transferring the service profile, the concept we use in UCS to define the attributes of the server, transferring that service profile from, say, a blade to a rack and migrating that application stack is made very simple with UCS. So it's a great question. And it's a, you know, again, we're trying to break down, or I shouldn't say we're trying, we've broken down those silos between the form factors. And again, you know, sheet metal shouldn't matter, right? It shouldn't define the way administrators live. So that's one of the key things that we're going to be talking about on Thursday.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Where can folks go to learn more about the products? And are you going to be having a live cast of the Thursday event?
Correct. So if you go to Cisco.com, right on the front page, we've got a banner down in the lower right where customers can go to register. That live cast is at 9 a.m. Pacific on Thursday the 8th. And then if you want to learn more about UCS, it's very simple, just cisco.com/go/UCS. You start there and you can learn anything you want to know about the products, and we'll have all the specifications and details on the new servers we're announcing Thursday. We'll be going live there that morning.
Fantastic. Well, Todd, I know that you're busy getting ready for that. Big week for launches, and we appreciate you taking the time to be on Chip Chat today to celebrate the E5 launch with us. Thanks for being on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you.